Let's go to our first-time caller line. You're on the air. Hi there.
Hi, George. This is Jed in Detroit.
Hi.
And I want to let you know that I'm a long-time listener and a first-time caller.
Well, thank you. And what really got you to call? Thank you.
I have an Elvis story for you. In 1972, I was a senior in high school.
Okay.
And during the day, I went to school, and on the afternoons, I had a job at a trucking company on the dock. And I had an old 64 Chevy. It was a bucket of rust, a four-door Bel Air. And I was on my way to work, and it was April the 6th of 1972. And I'm driving down I-94, and the transmission went out in the Chevrolet. So I pull off the side of the road, and here I got this old clunker, and transmission fluid's going everywhere, out from underneath the car, out right into I-94. And it was cold then. You know, it was about 50 degrees, you know how it is in Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
In early April. And I'm just standing there. I was on the side of the road for about 10 minutes, and I didn't know what to do. I'm just standing there. I'm only 17 years old. And I see this motorcade coming down 94. And it was a four-car motorcade. It had a police car, Wayne County Sheriff, and then it had a Cadillac limousine, and it had a Cadillac sedan behind it, and then another Wayne County Sheriff behind it. And they passed me. And then I seen the limousine start slowing down, and the sheriff's car that was ahead of it kept going. And this limousine pulled off the side of the road there on 94 in front of me. And then the Cadillac behind it pulled in, and then the sheriff pulled in behind him, and then he turned on the lights. Well, I guess the first sheriff's car, it dawned on him that everybody was stopping, so he stopped and he started backing up with his lights on. So I'm standing there trying to figure out what's going on. You know, what is this? And so two doors of the Cadillac open up, and one of the doors from the Cadillac limousine open up. And these three guys get out, and they come walking back to me. And they ask me if I'm okay. And I says, yeah, but looks like I got car trouble here. And one of the guys said, do you have any money?
Oh.
And I says, well, no, I tell you the truth, I don't. I said, I'm on my way to work. I work for a little trucking company down in Detroit, and I just on my way to work. And he says, well, here's $20. This will either get you a cab or get you home to get you to work. And one of the guys walked around the back of my car. And I watched him. I didn't know what he was doing. He just walked around the back, and he walked back around. He says, okay, well, you know, here, take this $20, and maybe it'll get you home. And I says, okay.
Weird.
I said, but how can I get it back to you? And the guy says, don't worry about it. So they all piled back in the cars, and they took off. So I walked up the hill to a gas station. It was about 94 in Livernois Avenue.
Oh, yeah. Know it well.
And, yeah, so there was a little gas station there. It was a Snoco station. And I called my boss, and I says, I won't be into work today. My car broke down on 94. And he says, okay, don't worry about it. Jed, come on in tomorrow. So I called a cab, and I went back home. Well, the next morning, I went to school, and my dad says, well, we'll get your car tomorrow. And I says, okay. So I went to school, and I came home from school, and there was a brand-new 72 Chevy Impala convertible sitting in the driveway. It was red with a black top. And I walked up the driveway, and I looked at it. My mom came out on the porch with a big smile on her face. And I said, well, we got company, Mom? And she says, no. I said, well, whose car is that? She said, it's yours. I said, it's mine. She says, yeah, Jean Marola Chevrolet in Garden City delivered it here this morning. And I said, well, she said, that car came from Elvis Presley.
You got to be kidding me.
And I said, are you serious? And she says, yeah. So I called Jean Marola Chevrolet, and I says, how did I get this car? She says, well, one of the guys in Elvis's entourage walked back and got your license
plate. Oh, my.
And one of the Wayne County sheriffs, when they got to Olympia Stadium where he was playing that
game,
ran the tag and found out my name and where I lived. Because the car was in my name. And the next day, that Impala convertible was delivered to my house.
Mike, do you still have that car?
I still have the car. And I still have the original bill of sale where Elvis paid for it. And I have the original title where he took
You know what? If you
signed it off.
If you have a computer or in the capability of showing us a picture of it, get it up to our webmasters, either Lex or Sean. I can just give you their email address. I'd love to post that on our website.
Okay.
It's
Yeah, I still have the car.
Okay, it's Lex at coasttocoastam.com or Sean, S-H-A-W-N, at coasttocoastam.com. Isn't
okay,
that something?
I'll sure do that, George.
What else? Do you still take it for a spin every once in a while?
I take it to car shows, and I display it with the actual bill of sale in a frame and the title where Elvis signed it off to me.
What did that car cost new then?
That car was $3,800 brand new.
Amazing.
It was a 72 Chevy Impala custom convertible.
What a
it
gift.
It was red with black cloth interior, fully loaded with a black convertible top.
Did you get written up by the Detroit News or Free Press at that time?
No, because I didn't say anything to anybody about it. You know, I told all my friends at school, of course.
Did they believe you?
Well, they did when I showed them the title. It was still a sale.
Yeah.
But, I mean, hey, he was a generous guy.
That is unbelievable. But it is believable. Thanks.
And he went to the show at the Olympia Stadium and played the show that night. And then next night, I guess he was out of town someplace else.
And did you ever send him a letter or anything like that?
I did. I sent him a certified letter thanking him.
Did he ever reply?
The letter was received at Graceland.
Okay.
And I never got a response back. But I know that they got the letter because I sent it certified mail.
That's one of the greatest stories I've ever heard. I love it. Hey, thanks for sharing that with us.
Well, thanks, George. I really enjoy the show.
Okay. Isn't that something?